thank you for the reading of Scripture and the hearing of your word, and we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth, may what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit, and may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake, amen. Brexit again. I haven't mentioned it for a while, but please don't worry, I don't intend to discuss it in detail. You'll be glad to hear. But in every Brexit-related report, the dramas in Parliament, campaigns for PM, is it eight now or nine? I forget how many. European elections, the goings-on in the different parties. Who'd be an MP at the moment, eh? Authority. It's wider than Brexit. It's what makes the world go round, or doesn't, depending. Until recently, the air safety authorities, the Federal Aviation Authority in America, the European Air Safety Authority in Europe, the Civil Aviation Administration in China, lots of others around the world, accepted each other's say-so that their planes had passed all the safety tests. Now it's breaking down. The FAA approved the Boeing 737 MAX 8 despite repeated warnings about and concerns about its systems. Now the other authorities are doing their own checks. Authority. Who's in charge? Who says so? Who's got the power? The United Nations says the UK should return the Chagos Islands to Mauritius within 6 months. Sovereignty. Take back control. Sorry, no can do, says the UK. Authority. Brexit. Take back control. Laws, money, borders. Authority. The Prime Minister's draining away over the last several weeks. Authority. Legal aid under such stress it is threatening the rule of law. Authority. Who's in charge? Who should we obey? Who has got the power? Authority. International law, armies and weapons, peer pressure, family first, nation first. I did it my way. What about my way while you were doing it your way? It's everywhere. Who do you think you are? Here I stand. Authority. Throughout history, the Pope's authority, challenged by Martin Luther. Rome's authority, challenged by Henry VIII. The Church of England's authority, challenged by Baptists and others. And woven through the authority of the Bible. A long, glorious story. Persecution, courage, William Tyndale, others. But before the Bible, though we only know about it because of the Bible, Jesus, appearing to his wondering, worshipping, doubting disciples on the mountain in Galilee. Today, as we continue to think about what it means to know Jesus after Easter, in the breaking of bread, in doubt, in the bleak mornings of our lives, we are led to consider that we will know him as we make him known. Which means accepting who he is. Daniel in the Old Testament. One of Daniel's visions read for us. He sees a son of man, a human being, before the throne of God, given all authority. It is a complex, obscure vision, this. Scholars continue to study the imagery in that passage and others, the imagery of snow and wool and streams of fire and horns and beasts. None of that need concern us this morning. At heart, it is about authority. It is a vision that above and beyond all the machinations of Babylon, the great empire of the time, greater than its game of thrones. Remember the Daniel stories? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel in the lion's den. The fire that doesn't consume, the lions that don't bite. Greater than all the empire's power, a human being. A vision for the beleaguered, broken community of Israel, buffeted by all the persecutions and pressures of empire, authority. And in the midst of all today's machinations, divided governments, angry populism, billionaires carving up the world to suit themselves, countries making and breaking their own order and the international order. Talk of the breakdown of the rule of law, for goodness sake. Authority. Who is in charge? Who is in control? What wisdom, power, goodness can see us through? Oh, let's not feel too sorry for ourselves. If you're cowering from a cluster bomb in a basement in Syria or Yemen, the ructions in the UK and Europe must seem as nothing. Still, who's in charge? Who's in control? What wisdom, what power, what goodness? And the motley crew gather in Galilee, the 11 followers of Jesus, the disciples, without Judas, with Peter and the others, wondering, worshipping, doubting, see the risen Jesus. Changed, different, something else, yet still the same. And there, if you can imagine, on a blasted hillside, in a bleak backwater of the empire, surrounded by all the machinations of Rome, glad to have escaped the terrors of Jerusalem, but still, I imagine, fearing for their lives, Roman patrols coming around, looking to round up the last few followers of Jesus the troublemaker, and deal once and for all with the insurrection. That's how it works in our world, isn't it? Authority is power. The loudest voice, the strongest weapon, the largest army, the best technology. The game of thrones of our time is between China and Russia and the US and Turkey and Iran and India and all the rest. Trade, information, nuclear weapons, the internet, security, sloganizing, the will of the people, make our country great again, you know the kind of thing. In this world, to hold on to authority means to stamp out every sign of insurrection and dissent by force, by economic pressure, by the loudest voices. We know all about this. It is in our DNA, we Baptists, whose forebears were persecuted all over Europe in the name of authority. And there they are on the hillside in Galilee, the motley crew. And Jesus comes to them and says, all authority has been given to me. a human being. Changed, different, something else, but still a human being. And all the ancient stories and legends, Daniel, Judas, Maccabeus, lots of others in the history of the people of Israel, must have seemed to them to be coming true before their very eyes. I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven, and to him was given dominion and glory and kingship that all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. Where does true authority lie? It's the great theme of the good news of Christianity, I think. Authority is not about power, except it be the power of love. It's not about strength, unless it should be strength shown forth in weakness. It's not about might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. All authority, despite every appearance of the machinations of our age, authority, the final absolute say on what is right and true and good and wise, belongs to the risen Christ and is lodged in the heart of those who follow him. And in the light of that, and only in the light of that authority, not the power of the church, not some kind of religious human rights, only in the light of the risen Christ are we to live in this world as citizens of another country. God's kingdom. Bringing peace where there is no peace. Seeking love where there is only hate. Promoting forgiveness where there is only revenge. No simple answers for Brexit. But where and when anyone claims an authority based on power or prejudice or self-interest, we will say in our hearts and live with our lives that we will obey every earthly authority until it goes against the authority of love and weakness and the Spirit. And then we will remember and tell the world that all authority belongs to the risen Christ. How do we know? We know by making him known. We know him by making him known. Therefore, go. The hymn number